From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Violence continues in the war-torn Syrian city of Aleppo. On Thursday, the UN envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, expressed his frustration at the continuing violence that's preventing the delivery of humanitarian aid to those in need of help.
Not one single convoy in 1 month has reached any of the humanitarian besieged areas.
He cut short a weekly meeting of the UN Aid Delivery Task Force on Thursday in Geneva and said the group would reconvene next week with what he hoped would be discussion of action instead of wishes or promises. The conflict in Syria has raged for more than 5 years, with the UN estimating that more than 400,000 people have been killed, with 13.5 million in need of aid. For the first time, the Obama administration on Thursday clearly and publicly said that a cash payment of $400 million to Iran was used as leverage to ensure the release of a group of American prisoners being held there. Earlier this month, President Barack Obama denied that the payment to Iran on the same day as the hostage release was some nefarious deal, pointing out that the transfer was announced earlier. On Thursday, however, State Department spokesman John Kirby said that it would have been foolish and irresponsible not to try to maintain maximum leverage. Two cases of the Zika virus have been identified in Miami Beach, one of the world's most popular tourist spots, U.S. media reported on Thursday. Miami Beach officials were not available to comment, although the Miami Herald reports that officials were sent to the area to inspect for mosquito breeding sites. This is VOA.